So the
Nobody's here yet.
okay,
Really enough.
Menach, we're gonna start. But why do I have an echo? Oh, you're muted. Okay. Okay. So the who are you, Omer? So this is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel. So it says there, who are you, Omer? Hillel HaZaken used to say, Negid Shema, someone that's all about their own name. Avad Shmei will lose his name. So someone that's all about their own name will end up losing their name. If they're worried about doing things for their own kavod and their own honor and pride, they're going to lose their kavod. Udeloy Moisif, if you don't keep learning, Yasif, he will run out of time. He will expire. Velo Yalif, and if you don't learn, Ketala Chayiv, Yechayiv Misa. Udeishtamish, Betaga, and if you use the Torah for your own honor, Chalaf, you will pass on from this world. So this Mishnah seems to be pretty, this Mishnah seems to be a lot of things which seem to not have connection one with the other. Negid Shema Avad Shmei, you're into your name, you lose your name. Udeloy Moisif, all of a sudden start talking about learning. Udeloy Moisif, if you don't add to your learning, Yasif, you will run out of time. Udeloy Yalif, and if you don't learn, Ketala Chayiv. What's the difference between Udeloy Moisif and Udeloy Yalif? Udeloy Moisif means you don't add on to your learning. Udeloy Yalif means you will not learn. What's the difference? Udishtamish B'taga, and all of a sudden it starts talking about if you use the Taga, the crown of the Torah, for yourself, Ketala Chayiv, you will die also. So what's going on here? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, what this is talking about is a very important yesod, a principle in Avodas Hashem. This Mishnah is teaching us a very fundamental principle in Avodas Hashem. What is the process of a person that's trying to get into it, and he's having trouble getting into it? How does he get into it? And this is the Mishnah telling us. It says like this. He says, it's very often the case that a person is not motivated enough to learn Lishma, to learn Torah Lishma. Wow, Torah is amazing. So sometimes a person has to learn Shaloi Lishma, you know, for other things, for prizes, rewards, raffles, different things. So he has to learn for, you know, he has to learn for different things, right? Now, that's okay. That's okay. Because the Chaim Volozhiner says, it says, imagine you have an Eved that the master tells him, look, I'm going to put a lot of important things. There's a lot of important things on the top level of this building. You have to practice getting up there. You have to figure out a way to get up there. Okay, so he says, fine, I'll practice. So every day he gets up there. He does one step and he comes down. The next day, those two steps and comes down. So he's working. So as long as he's working, and even though he only did two steps, but the next day he's doing three steps. The next day he's doing more. So that he's constantly doing more. And that since he's doing more, so he's showing that he's on the way up. So the fact that he didn't do it on the first day is totally understandable, totally reasonable. But imagine you have somebody that they do it the first day. They do one step the first day. The second day, they do one step, come back down. Third day, they do one step, come back down. So eventually, the master's like, what are you doing? So he's like, what's the problem? I did a step. So you say, you fool. The point was not to do the step. The point was to practice the first step so you could do the second one. Why do you just keep on doing the first step? What's the point of that? So Chaim Volozhiner says that a person is allowed to do things for their... Do learning Shaloi Lishma. He's allowed to do learning for Shaloi Lishma. But there's one condition. Chazal say the following. Chazal say that there's a principle called Mitoi La'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. A person should learn Torah Shaloi Lishma. You should learn Torah not Lishma. Shemitoich Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma. Because through the Lo'olam Lishma, you're going to come to Lishma. So Chaim Volozhiner here, in this piece, says a huge chiddush that I have written down here. The Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hutner, brings it down in the volume on Shavuos, says that this is a Chiddush that doesn't say anywhere. The Chaim Volozhiner made it up. and he argues with it. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it. In other places, it's brought down Meshim de Vilna Gaon also. And he says a pshat in this Chazal. Chazal say, Mitoich Shaloi Lishma, Ba Lishma. You're allowed to learn Shaloi Lishma. You're allowed to learn not Lishma. Why? Because learning not Lishma and doing mitzvahs not Lishma will eventually get you to Lishma. See, he says, no. There's a qualification here. The way you read it is, you have to learn, quote, Shaloi Lishma, Shemitach Shaloi Lishma, Ba Lishma, end quote. In other words, you have to learn Shaloi Lishma with the intention that the Shaloi Lishma will get you to the Lishma. You have to think of all of that. It's not enough that you're thinking, I'm learning Shaloi Lishma, eventually we'll get to Lishma. Eventually, I don't know, you know, I'm learning Shaloi Lishma, but it's okay because, you know, whatever, maybe eventually will change. No, you have to think when you're doing the Shaloi Lishma that this is the way I'm getting to the Lishma. It has to be a type of Shaloi Lishma that this is not enough. I know that the rest of my life I'm going to learn Lishma, but in order to get there, I need to practice. So that's the intention you have to have when you're doing the Shaloi Lishma. So even if you're doing it for many other reasons, it's good to do it socially and other reasons, and it's important, and it's kavod, and it's a raffle, and it's all these other good things. But the idea is at the end is that ultimately, I'm going to end up learning Lishma. I'm going to end up learning for the right reasons, ultimately. So Rav Dessler explains it like this, very beautiful. So Rav Dessler says that there's two types of people. So sometimes you can have a person that really wants to do the right thing and really wants to learn, and he knows learning is gevaldik and learning is important, and he wants to learn, but he has the HR. He's a little tired. He's a little busy with other things, so he has to motivate himself. So the way to motivate himself is with the Shaloi Lishma. Okay, so look, people will think it's good. I have to do it, well, etc. Different reasons, but deep down there's a Lishma element there. I really know that this is important for me. I just can't get Yetzer Hara out of the way. So the Shaloi Lishma is just pushing away the Yetzer Hara. That's one type of person. That's what we're talking about here. But there's another person that they don't care about the Avodas Hashem at all. They just want Kavod. They just want the Shaloi Lishma. So they don't care. It doesn't have. It's not that the Shaloi Lishma is really just the motivation. No, the Shaloi Lishma is the whole reason they're learning. So that's no good. Because then you're putting on a show. You're putting on it's a game. The whole thing is just a show. So it's just a show because you want the kavod and you want the honor and you want all the other things and you want the prizes and you want all the things. So it's a show. So that's never going to get you to Lishma. That's never going to get you there because you're just putting on an act. It's not really important to you. So Memela says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and that's he says. So according to Rav Dessler, he says, La'olam yasak adam b'torah of mitzvah shaloi lishma shemitoich shaloi lishma balishma means you have to learn shaloi lishma shemitoich shaloi lishma bal, that in that lishma shaloi lishma there's a nekuda of lishma there. Shemitoch the shaloi lishma there's a lishma. The shaloi lishma is just to get rid of the exterior cover-ups, all the things in your way of learning. But really, you know that you want to do it. You're doing it for the right reasons. Ultimately, you just have to, and the lishma is really there. You just have to get the shaloi lishma to push away the distractions. You know, oh, why should I wake up early in the morning? Oh, well, Mechavrus is there, and he's going to think that I'm lazy. I don't want him to think I'm lazy, so I'm going to come, you know. So all these things, but that's not the real reason you're doing it. That's just getting rid of your Yetzer Hara. But really, you know it's important. That's what we're talking about. So this is the principle of Shaloi Lishma, according to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that you have to learn Shaloi Lishma, but you have to learn that the type of Shaloi Lishma that will get you to Lishma eventually. So, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, this is what the Mishnah is talking about. It says, Negid Shema, if all you care about is your kavod, Avad Shmei, then forget it. Forget it. Then you can't, then you shouldn't even start. Okay? But you should learn Shaloi Lishma. You should learn Shaloi Lishma. We're talking about someone that's learning Shaloi Lishma. He's just starting to learn. He's learning for his kavod. He's learning for the prizes. He's learning for money. He's learning for whatever reason. But what are you doing it for? Negid Shema, if you're doing it for your name, Avad Shema, you're going to stop right there. You're not going to grow. And you're never going to become anything. But Delomoisif, if you don't add on Yosef, then you're going to run out of time. You got to add on to it. Start off with the Shelo Lishma, but you have to add on. Add on levels every time and until eventually you get to the Lishma. And then if you'll think to yourself, well, look, so if I can't do it Lishma, maybe I shouldn't learn at all. Well, I can't get to Lishma. I'm not going to be on that level. For me, I'll learn, but I'm always going to have ulterior motives. I'm always going to have ulterior motives. My wife wants me to, my kids, my this, my that. And then once you get off kids, oh, my son-in-law. I'm always going to have reasons why I want to learn. It's never going to be Lishma. So maybe I shouldn't learn. She said, no, the loyalef k'tala chai. If you don't learn, you're chai misa. Of course you have to learn. You can't just decide not to learn. You're chai misa if you don't learn. Right? So, but udishtamish betaga, but if you're going to learn for the covid. And use the COVID for use the Torah for your own COVID. Then you're going to end up, dying in this world. So this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah is setting up this very balance. On the one hand, I want to do the Shema. Oh, if you can't do the Shema, don't learn. No, you have to learn. Oh, if you have to learn, do Shalei Lishma. No, but if you're going to stick with the Shalei Lishma, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. So if I don't learn at all, I'm Chayiv Misa. If I stick with the Shalei Lishma, I'm also Chayiv Misa. So what do? You have to learn Shalei Lishma. But you have to learn Shalei Lishma. Shemi Toich Shalei Lishma Bal Lishma, with the intention that ultimately, this is not what it's all about. Ultimately, what it's all about is to come to the Lishma. And that's the balance that the Mishnah is teaching us. And this is what the Rambam says. When a child is little, you start teaching him. And you start teaching him about the Gedolei Adar and all the Gedolim. And then you say, okay, so now you learn and I'll give you candy. But the Gedolei Adar didn't learn with candy. So if I'm trying to tell you, oh, be like Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Baruch Ber and these people, amazing. Okay, so now if you learn a Perek Mishnayis, I'll give you $5. So what are you telling them? It makes no sense. If you're trying to tell them to be like Gedolim, so tell them, and they gave up their life, so rip up your shoes and learn with no clothing. And Rav Shach only had one shirt for the entire war years. He owned one shirt. So they asked him, how did he get ready for Shabbos? So he said the way he got ready for Shabbos was that he went into the mikvah with the shirt on, so because it was too cold, so that when he came out, the shirt was being washed for Shabbos. So you should be like Rav Shach, and you should have one shirt, and you should have a ripped pair of shoes. So why don't you tell them that? Because the answer is they'll never learn if you tell them that. So you tell them Rav Shach did that, and in the meanwhile, you learn, and I'll give you $5. So the point is that's what the Mishnah is saying, that you could learn Shalei Lishma, but you learn Shalei Lishma, Shemitah Shalei Lishma, Bal Lishma, because in the end it'll end up being Bal Lishma. But then they'll say, well, if I can't get to the level of Rav Shach, I should never learn. No. Or the loyal of Ketal Lachayev. But don't use it for your covered. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So this is the delicate balance that it says here. I want to share with you a beautiful thought that this sefer looks familiar, Moises, the Ma'alot HaTorah. So in the footnotes of the Ma'alot HaTorah, written by Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, so he has there a Gevaldic piece. It says in Chazal that in the times of the Chazal ask a famous kasha, that we're approaching the 3 weeks. Chazal ask a famous kasha, that it says in one place that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is because they didn't learn Torah. And it says in another place that the reason that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is because they did the Gimel Averus Chamuris. They did Avodah Zar, Gil Arayus, and Shvichus Damim. So it's because they did bad Averus, it's because they didn't learn. So the Medrash answers and says that if they would have been learning, then even if they would have done the Averus, it's okay. Why? Because it says, Halavai, Oisi Ozvu, Viserosi Shamaru, Shehamar Shabah Machazir on the Mutav. Even if they forget about me, quote unquote, they're doing Averis, but they learn Torah, I would have forgotten, I would have forgiven them. Because the Torah eventually is Machzir Lamutav. The Torah itself brings a person back. So he says over here, when it says the words, Halavai, Oti Azvu, that they would forget about me, but they would learn the Torah, it's okay. So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chavar says it means even in learning itself. Halavai oisiyazu, even if they would forget about me in the learning, and they would learn shaloi l'shma, still, v'teras yishma, as long as he learned Torah with the idea that eventually it could be good, then the mar shabah, the koach of Torah, would eventually turn your machshavas over to becoming l'shma as well. So he says that there's a koach in the Torah itself to turn over a person that, from learning shaloi l'shma to learning l'shma. So it's better to at least get the people learning. Because at least if you get into people learning, eventually they'll end up turning over into Lishma as well. This is how he says it. Yes, I'm not sure if it's exactly the same as Reb Chaim Volozhiner, but let me just see here. Umasha Omer Halavai Oisi Ozva Kavanosim Shalo Yomer Adam. A person shouldn't say, Kivin She'eni Yochel Lilu Lishma Karoi, since I can't learn Lishma, Imkein Mutav Loi Shalo Lilmoid Klal Chas V'Shalom. Maybe I shouldn't learn at all if I can't learn Lishma. So it says, no. Alpha b'she'en lomdim l'shem shemayim. Don't worry. Lo yifresh me'esek ha-Torah. Hamar shabam ma'chzirin l'mutav. So he sounds like shalei Lishma. Just start with shalei Lishma and just do it with the intention that eventually you'll get to Lishma. Okay? Okay, that's the Mishnah. This is one of the big yisodos in Chaim Volozhiner, but he learns it out into this Mishnah. Yeah, so no, as long as you're trying to get to Lishma, then it counts. Okay, I'm just addressing a question. Okay. Very good. Yishakarach, everybody.
Thank you, Rob.